بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic.
Well, you must be following news related to the nuclear matter. As I have said before, and as other government officials have said before, including Mr. President, who has repeatedly stressed this matter, you must not at all wait for the nuclear negotiations when doing your planning. You must not wait for it in any way. Do your work. Look at the current condition of the country and do your planning accordingly. The negotiations might reach a certain point, positive, half positive, or negative. Whatever happens, you must do your own work and you must not make your affairs contingent upon the negotiations. Fortunately, the Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs and the negotiating team delivered their detailed reports to the President and the Supreme National Security Council. They are being updated on the matters and therefore they will make a decision. They think and consider the various aspects of the matter. Of course, it is all right to criticize these officials and express one's viewpoint. But first of all, you should take care not to express viewpoints in a pessimistic manner. I have always said to officials in all administrations that our attitude towards the people in the middle of the arena should not be pessimistic and cynical attitude. Well, there are pious, revolutionary, diligent, and hardworking people in the arena. And they are working in this regard. If one wishes to make a criticism, it has to be an optimistic, not pessimistic one. Secondly, it must not undermine the people who are busy working in this arena. The people's hope should not be undermined either. In other words, we should not speak in a way that the people lose their hope.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, our negotiating team has thankfully resisted the other side's bullying, and by God's favor, and without any doubt, they will continue to resist. He who has broken his promise is the other side. They themselves have faced serious problems because of having violated their promises. In the present time, the other side, which broke its promises and which tore the deal to pieces, as they themselves put it, is stuck in a dead end. We do not thankfully feel stuck in a dead end. We have managed to endure the hardships and pass through them. We have passed through many problems so far, and we will pass through other problems from now on too, God willing.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.